All right, and we're back. One of the things I failed to mention about that Coltrane's rendition of Countdown is that he improvises with just the drummer, Art Taylor, on the entire composition, and only at the end does he play the melody. This was something that people usually didn't do. Usually you play the melody first, then you take your solo. That's 1959. Coltrane is entrenched in trying to see, you know, how many different ways he could arrange the harmony to cause him to have to go other ways with his improvisation. In 1961, Coltrane's version of My Favorite Things, the classic from the show The Sound of Music, serves up another type of message. He solos on just one chord during this tune. His new quartet with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, and Elvin Jones plays with a lot of energy. I mean, the energy is actually unmatched. When we listen to the way other groups are playing in 1961, many of them are starting to move away from this uncontrolled theater of playing together. We see that Coltrane solos are now starting to get much, much longer, and he's demonstrating a level of virtuosity that we haven't seen before in the jazz field. Some people might think we haven't seen it since then, but I'm not one of those people. The middle, this tune is played on the soprano sax, and the soprano sax wasn't a saxophone that wasn't that popular at that time. We remember that Sidney Bechet was playing the soprano sax back in the late 20s and 30s, but since then the tenor sax and the alto sax had really become king. Unlike Miles Davis, after Train is making these recordings of tunes that have very little harmonic nature, the next thing we're going to hear is from 1963. John Coltrane goes all the way back to his roots, and he makes a recording with a fellow by the name of Johnny Hartman, who was a singer, and it's all standard things. And what we're going to play to end out the set is their rendition of They Say That Falling in Love is Wonderful. After a quick break, we're going to listen to some of the music from one of the albums that many say may be one of the most important jazz recordings from the last century. So here we have My Favorite Things, and then They Say That Falling in Love is Wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm going to take our little break right here so that we don't have this this falling in love cut short abruptly. So we'll take a little break, and then we'll be right back with that.